Nolte, hashtag MeToo McCarthyists at CBS attack CBS for airing Woody Allen interview. By John Nolte on March 29, 2021. A segment on CBS Sunday Morning features criticism of CBS over a Woody Allen interview, reports the far-left Hollywood Reporter. What made the segment notable, however, was that it took aim at an interview with Allen conducted by CBS News, and which is streaming as of today on the Paramount Plus. If someone is there being interviewed, they're given a kind of legitimacy just by the fact that they're being interviewed on a big newscast. Art critic Aruna D'Souza says of the Allen interview in the segment broadcast Sunday. It's worth noting that the Allen interview, which was filmed last summer, never aired on CBS, and is debuting on the streaming service as part of a larger package that includes an interview Gayle King conducted with Dylan Farrow in 2018 as well as the Moriarty segment that ran on CBS Sunday. So why is everyone so upset? Because, even though Woody Allen was never charged with molesting his then 7-year-old daughter Dylan in 1992, and even though two in-depth state investigations that lasted months found Woody Allen innocent, and even though Dylan could still file charges against Woody Allen in civil court and refuses to, and even though his affair with Sunyi, his girlfriend Mia Farrow's adopted daughter, is the only hint of scandal against a man who has been in the public eye for 7 decades, and even though no one starts and stops being a child molester at age 57, and even though Woody and Sunyi have been married for some 25 years, we're still supposed to blacklist him. So this country is now so fascist, so gripped in hashtag MeToo McCarthyism, that CBS is under fire, even at CBS, for the sin of allowing Woody Allen to tell his side of the story. That's it. That's all CBS did, allow a man who never even had charges filed against him, who was found innocent by two state agencies, to tell his side of the story. People actually believe, including people inside CBS, that allowing Woody Allen to tell his side of the story is immoral and wrong in the act of legitimizing who, exactly? An innocent man? CBS chose to air the interview after HBO broadcast the most despicable act of media McCarthyism I have ever seen, the appalling Allen v. Farrow. Here's my review of that piece of hot garbage. Now let's look at how the far-left Variety covered the Allen interview. Headline: Woody Allen rehashes old arguments, says he's perfectly innocent in CBS News interview. Rehashes old arguments. So sticking to your claim of innocence is now sneered at as rehashing old arguments. Then Variety attacks this 85-year-old man, whose reputation and career are being destroyed over a 29-year-old allegation two state agencies said he is innocent of, for being insensitive. Allen's defensiveness in the face of the magnitude of Dylan Farrow's allegations and the origins of his relationship with Sunyi comes off as callous and indifferent. And yet, Allen actually said in this interview that he believes Dylan believes she's telling the truth. As I wrote in the closing of my review of HBO's indefensible Allen v. Farrow, the ongoing persecution of this man, a man cleared entirely by two different state investigations, is one of the most despicable acts of public indecency I have ever witnessed. Allen has spent much of his career attacking the political right. I hope it's not lost on him that this obscene wave of hashtag MeToo McCarthyism out to destroy him is all coming from his own. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.